One day, a crow stole a piece of food. And after flying up into a tree with the food, a fox came by and saw the crow in the tree with the food in her beak, and he wanted it for himself. So being a sly fox, he asked the crow if her voice was as beautiful as her feathers. And when she opened up her mouth to show how pretty she can sing, the food fell to the ground and the fox grabbed it. Of course, this is a crude synopsis of one of Aesop's fables, which is about the dangers of vanity and listening to those that flatter you out of deceit. I came across this story a couple weeks ago when my son had it assigned as a reading project. And as I read the story along with him, and always keeping an ear open for sermonette topics, I started thinking about the topic of vanity and what it can do to us as Christians. But before we look into the Bible, we must know what vanity is. Vanity is described as the quality of being worthless or futile, excessive pride in or admiration for one's own appearance or achievements. Kind of sounds like most people's Instagrams or Facebook pages. Here's a quote on vanity. Knowledge without humility is vanity. Vanity isn't a good thing. It's a character trait that was not part of Jesus' character and is one that we should not have as followers of Christ. The Bible does mention one being that is full of self-admiration and love for his own achievements, and in my opinion, must be the originator of this trait. We obviously know who this is, or at least there is one being that should come to your mind. Over in Ezekiel, he is mentioned and described. Ezekiel 28. In Ezekiel 28:11. Ezekiel 28:11 through 15. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre, and say to him, Thus says the Lord God, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. It goes on to name all the stones, but a few of them are diamonds, sapphire, turquoise, and emeralds with gold. On to verse 14. You were the anointed cherub who covers. You are on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth through the midst of the fiery stones. You were perfect in all your ways from the day you were created until iniquity was found in you. And it goes on to describe how Lucifer became Satan and fell from heaven. But iniquity was found in him. What iniquity? You name it, he had it. But I'm sure vanity was on that list among all the others he possessed. And remember, vanity, excessive pride in or admiration for one's own appearance or achievements. Satan knew he was made by God and was perfect. He knew and thought he was so perfect and smart that he could do it better than God himself. And of course, was eventually cast out of heaven onto the earth. I'm sure we all know somebody that has it all figured out, doesn't need advice from you or anybody else, including God's. Doesn't need to come to church or read the Bible or be told what to do or how to act. They answer to themselves. So if vanity is a characteristic that Satan possesses, then it's for sure something that we do not want to have. It's not vanity to make sure that we look good or we take care of ourselves for the people around us. It's not vanity to work hard or to make a good life for yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with taking care of your appearance and achieving accomplishments. But it's when that we put these above God, that's when we'll be breaking His commandments by idolizing ourselves. And that puts us in danger of not only breaking the first great commandment, but the second. Over in Matthew 22:35. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, and saying, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." All the commandments are summed up here in these two commands. The first four commandments are about honoring God. No gods before the Lord. No worshiping idols, which includes yourself. Don't take the Lord's name in vain and keep the Sabbath holy. And the other commandments are how we should interact with other people. Honor our mother and father. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. And do not covet what others have. And it would be so easy to break these commands if we put ourselves, through vanity, above everyone and anything else. When we humble ourselves and follow the teachings of Jesus and keep the first and second great commands, then you automatically keep all the commandments correctly. And you don't have to worry about breaking the other ones. And I know everyone in here knows this stuff, but there'll be people listening online that may have never heard these things. So what will happen to us if we let the sin of vanity into our daily lives? What will happen when we want to care only for what makes us happy and not care for others? To just use social media to show people what we have and how great we are. If we do these things, we will become part of prophecy, but not in a good way. 2 Timothy 3. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its powers. And from such people, turn away. This is today's society summed up right here. These are not godly traits. They are traits that have been given to man because of our own sinful ways through Satan the devil. So to conclude, the self-indulging, self-righteous, boasting sin that is vanity is one character trait that we as followers of Christ should not possess. This is a trait that Satan, the father of lies, and just on speculation on my part, I have that. That's the main drive that started him to get kicked out of heaven. Because vanity, excessive pride in or admiration for one's own appearance or achievements. And before I really looked at this topic of vanity for the sermonette, I didn't think much about it, and I never thought it was a sin to worry about. But I believe it is the root of the problem for most people in this world, and it's certainly part of the sin of the pride of life. So in those last days, when the perilous times come, we need to trust that our Lord will protect us. And while others are trusting themselves for knowledge to do what is right, we will stand firm in the faith and trust in our rock and cornerstone, Jesus Christ.